Herzlich willkommen. Sie hören Wanderlust, ein Podcast für Deutschstudierende an der Kennesaw State Universität mit Herrn Goldblatt. You are listening to Wanderlust, the podcast for German students at Kennesaw State University with Herr Goldblatt.
Hallo Leute, Herr Goldblatt hier. So good to have you on the Wanderlust podcast today. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things that interest students at Kennesaw State University and beyond. All right, let's get it started. Hooty hoo. The first question that a lot of students have been asking us about has to do with the way we teach German at KSU. And quite simply, we are going through a major transition these few years leading up into 2021, where we are adopting a new set of teaching materials, and this instructional set actually comes to us by way of Princeton University, spearheaded by Jamie Rankin. The new materials are known as Der, die, das, website dddgerman.org. And these materials are fantastic because they focus on the frequency model of language vocabulary learning. So I'll be talking about that in a few moments. But for now, suffice it to say, these materials are really new. They're new in terms of how students access them, and they're new in terms of their approach from an instructional standpoint. For students, these materials are not only free of charge to access, but they're available on pretty much every digital device. They are the location where students can complete homework or workbook exercises or review grammar or learn new vocabulary. And this one-stop shop of the Der, die, das website really replaces the traditional print model in a substantial way. The first question students ask us regarding the transition to Der, die, das is, why would a department at a university actually change textbooks? But the reality to the answer to that question really has to do with the inverse of the question. Many professors ask themselves, when it comes to language textbooks, what are the reasons to retain or keep a book? The truth of the matter is that textbook prices are increasing year over year. Publishers are asking for more and more from students because each textbook bundle is coming with an increasing number of resources, activities, and functionalities. For instance, there are some textbooks published for foreign language instruction that cost in excess of $300 and include an online workbook component that has a semester or annual timer on it, such that access to the materials expire once the code expires after 6 months or 14 months or what have you. And such was the case with the textbook that KSU was using formerly. Now, this is not just something that's happening in Kennesaw State. All over the state of Georgia and throughout the United States, there is a movement towards open educational resources and free textbooks. Now, when I say open educational resources, we're talking here about textbooks and learning materials and instructional materials that have no barrier to entry at all. And in that strict sense, Der, die, das from Princeton is not an open educational resource because it requires cooperation with Princeton University, which is not hard to obtain, but it is not strictly OER in that regard. But yeah, a lot of students want to know, why are we switching textbooks? And cost is a major reason. But One other reason that textbook switches happen at universities has to do with increasing bloat in online software and functionality promises from publishers that really don't come to fruition. And one thing that's really great about using an innovative new platform like DiaDiDas is that the software creator and the publisher of the textbook have a vested interest in maintaining their product and also making their service widely available so that more and more people can help contribute to the beta testing and refinement of that product. And one thing that doesn't really happen with traditional print products is that the people who originate the textbook are still the major actors and agents of change years down the line. Oftentimes, textbook publishers will actually have a textbook created and then revised ad nauseum. And the teams that carry out the revisions are often completely divorced from the original creators. So those are some of the reasons why the textbook change was appropriate in terms of kind of cost and also dynamism. But there's one real big change that I want to discuss in a moment, and that has to do with the overall approach to German language instruction. The second major question that students ask us is, how is this textbook different, and why is there such a large emphasis on vocabulary learning? And to respond to that question, to address those concerns, I'd like to invite my colleague, Dr. Shane Peterson, onto the Wanderlust podcast today to speak a little bit about the frequency model of vocabulary learning and how DiaDiDas achieves great benefits in language learning through that approach.
We chose this particular textbook, DiaDiDas, and what's important for you to know is that it's based on really solid research, that's evidence-based research, that if someone learning a second, third, or fourth language learns the 1,000 most common, most commonly used, or most frequent words in that language, that they can very quickly understand most of what they might see in written form, and even more, up to 90%, of what they might hear in a normal conversation. That means for you that this book is really based on the most important words for you to learn, and it's really cutting out all of the fluff, all of the peripheral, less important words, and really focusing on how do German speakers, people who have grown up speaking the language, how do they speak, what words do they use, and how can I learn to use those words and understand those words so that I can very quickly, within a year or two, be very proficient in basic forms of communication, both spoken and written. This is a big contrast to most other German textbooks. The approach may sound very normal and rational to you. Of course, we would want to learn the most important, the most frequent, the most common words, but that's not actually how things usually happen in most textbooks. Only about 500 or 600 words are introduced in a normal German textbook for language learners like you. And what's even more distressing is those words are not based on any frequency studies, which means that the authors of those textbooks have, in good faith, tried to choose what they think are the most important words, the 500 or 600 most important words, but they don't really have any evidence to back up that those words are the most commonly used words. So they're relying on their own judgment rather than on evidence-based research of what native speakers of German actually use most frequently. This also means that a lot of outdated and irrelevant vocabulary comes into play in many of these common textbooks. My favorite example here is from a book that I actually like in many ways, but for some reason its authors decided that people learning German needed to know the word rabies. And I don't understand why that exactly is. I don't think rabies is a topic that comes up in many conversations at all, let alone conversations by people who are learning the language for the first time, but nonetheless, it gets included. And that's just one example of many. The other problem with most German textbooks is that they have 500 or 600 words in them. That sounds great, but even then, they don't really focus on all 500 to 600 words. So you're really only learning to recognize, hopefully, those 500 to 600 words and the number that you are actually learning to use, both in written and spoken form, is actually far fewer than that, 200-300 words, something like that. So this text that we've chosen, Der, Die, Das, really focuses on the most important words for you to learn.
We extend our gratitude to Drs. Peterson and Rankin for their hard work in incorporating Der, Die, Das's learning model into our classrooms and also other German classrooms across the United States. As a final closing note today, I would like to invite our listeners, both on campus and across the world, to ask us questions, reach out and tell us what would you like to know about the free language textbook we're using, what would you like to know about the frequency model of language learning that focuses on vocabulary, and what are your concerns when it comes to learning a foreign language? What are the things that you wonder about when it comes to learning a language like German? And what do you want to do with the languages that you're learning? Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Wanderlust Podcast, presented by KSU German and the KSU German Club. We look forward, as always, to hearing what you have to say and for the questions you may pose to us. You can find Herr Goldblatt's contact information all across social media on your favorite app and platform as Herr Goldblatt. We look forward to hearing from you next time. Bis demnächst. Auf Wiederhören.
Sie hören Wanderlust, ein Podcast für Deutschstudierende an der Kennesaw State Universität mit Herrn Goldblatt.